Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Most really good teams usually should have, or usually feel that they should have more. But you can't do it, and especially in this situation. I mean, who are the biggest snubs who didn't make it? I mean, there are people say I'm seeing ESPN talking about Joe Ryan and the Twins. Mm-hmm. You know, 8-4, the 2.76 ERA. Now, Casey Mize's ERA is better than that.
Yeah, but Ryan's got a ton of strikeouts too. He had a right. real case. He had a real case.
Right. Well, Valdez for Houston. I mean, he had about 115 strikeouts in 115 innings, and he was 10-4, whatever. You know, there's a lot of those guys. I mean, how about the Eovaldi? He didn't make it, right?
I don't believe so.
Texas,
no.
You know? So there's a lot of guys who don't make it. You could argue McKinstry could make it. You know,
I know Benetti was very loudly making a case for McKinstry to make it yesterday on the broadcast. Yeah. Is there one that you feel was snubbed? I mean, Scooble named half the roster. He sounds like he wanted 8 or 9. Like, they got the most of any American League team. Is there one that you felt like was particularly snub, a particular snub? 248-539-9797.
No. I mean, look, Torkelson, okay, he's got, what, 20 home runs?
20 bombs.
Okay.
A higher OPS than Vlad Guerrero, who is the all-star starter.
Okay, but he's a starter, so that... I'm talking about the reserves.
But Aranda, however you say it, for Tampa,
right,
has a higher OPS than Torque, so I'm not losing sleep over it.
No.
I think Torque had a case. Whatever.
Yeah, a lot of
who else? I mean, Dingler was outplayed by Alejandro Kirk. So,
right.
Sorry,
yes.
Dingler's having a great year. It's nothing against their guy. He wasn't one of the two best catchers in the American League.
And then, look, Mize deserved to be in there, but...
He missed a couple weeks.
There's other guys who also didn't make it or in the same situation.
Yeah. He wasn't glaring.
Correct.
I think you could be deserving, but he wasn't some glaring omission.
I mean, it's not like the guy from who's here tonight, Camarino, is that how you pronounce
it? Caminero?
Yeah. From Tampa. I mean, he's really good.
McKinstry has a higher OPS than Caminero, yeah. Although Caminero's got, what, 20? How many bombs has he hit this season?
I think 21, I think.
Yeah, I mean, look. McKinstry's in a pocket of guys. I mean,
yes.
Isak Paredes is another guy who,
yes,
who you could say was right on the bubble, too. Every team has to have somebody. Mm-hmm. So that's going to end up trimming spots from guys who would ordinarily be on the bubble. But, Stoney, only one team in all of baseball got more All-Stars than the Tigers. You know who it was? The Dodgers.
Right.
Who's the only team definitively that you think is better than the Tigers right now?
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers. So what injustice was done? And I'm not mad at Scooble. He's sticking up for his teammates, and he believes in his guys and thinks they're all having great years. But this isn't disappointing. I don't feel disappointed today.
And please spare me the, it's time to get rid of the every play. Every team should have a representative. It's a freaking exhibition game. Just remember when you were a kid or even as a young adult, when the Tigers were going through some really bad times, and you kind of got a little thrilled to see Joe Jimenez, you know, introduced as an all-star, or some of the obscure all-stars. Was Damien Easley once an all-star, I think, back then? I mean, it's okay. It's an all-star game. Every team should have a representative.
Doesn't bother me.
No.
Yeah, I mean, we had lean years. I mean, yeah. I want to go back and look. Yeah, Damien Easley was the 98 all-star for the Tigers. Brad Ausmus was once the lone all-star for the Detroit Tigers,
yeah,
1999.
Great defensive catcher.
Right.
It's an all-star game. And now the game has changed so much anyway. It used to be, you know, pitchers would actually pitch 3 innings. Now they pitch 1 inning.
Yeah.
Every guy basically gets in. So it's not that big of a deal. I got another question for you here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hypothetically. Taking Tarek Skubal out of the equation, because he would be the answer. Who's the Tigers MVP?
Riley Green.
I think it's McKinstry.
You think it's Zach McKinstry?
Mm-hmm. And then the numbers don't show it. The numbers don't show it per se, but I think that's a lot of the intangibles that he provides, whether it's like he did yesterday with the base running. He's a pretty good fielder. He's had, what, 5 errors, 4 of them at third base. The fact that he can play anywhere and play well. And the fact he has hit the ball decently.
He's got, I think, 11 stolen bases. He's just kind of an all-around good ball player.
Yeah. I mean,
like, I think he will go down as one of the all-time great role players, glue guys in Detroit sports history. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he's the MVP of this team.
Yeah, because I believe the most valuable player does not necessarily have to be the best player.
Not necessarily, but right. Oftentimes they go hand in hand. The best player adds the most value to his ball club.
I get that.
So the case for McKinstry is what? This team desperately needed someone to step up at third, desperately needed someone who could hit lefties. He has this season. He's one of the many unheralded
great stories.
He's made
some really good plays in the outfield. He's played right. He's played left. He's played center at one point.
Now first base.
Yeah. Well, that's just one inning.
Yeah, my point is, I mean, he's willing, look, he is the great example of willing to do whatever it takes.
I mean, it may be a stretch. I get it. But they would not, obviously, they wouldn't be where they are without Riley Green. They wouldn't be where they are without Zach McKinstry right now. And I know, what's Riley Green's war? Because that's always the thing. The guy wasn't there, you know, because
wins above replacement.
Yeah, because McKinstry's is 2.4.
So this is the stupid thing with baseball. Certain sites do war differently. Like Baseball Reference is different
than
ESPN.
That's what I'm looking.
Yeah. So you're looking at Baseball Reference. I was going to look at ESPN. I don't know how they have him cut up. I know Riley Green is a 2.6 war on ESPN.
Okay.
And that would lead all of the Tiger position players. McKinstry is a 2.4 on ESPN. Okay.
It's on Baseball Reference to a 2.4.
Okay, so then Riley Green's just a tick better.
Yeah.
I mean, Riley Green leads them in average, homers, RBI, hits, strikeouts too, but he is their best player, position player.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, I hate when you... No way, Stoney. I'm just going to say...
That's okay.
Okay, I know what you're doing, and he's been unbelievable, and that base running yesterday was excellent. But I would go Green, just like Jim, and war is the indicator. But if you want to have a conversation about two other people, I would go Mize or Baez. Mize has been very important for this rotation.
No doubt.
Olson was hurt. Flaherty has been very rocky. And the stability Mize has brought, I think, is huge, okay?
It's definitely huge.
And then I think with Baez, you cannot, just because it happened a while ago, dismiss what he did for this team in center field.
No, you're right.
Parker Meadows and Matt Vierling were not here, and they didn't want to use Green there to keep him healthy.
Yeah,
and the impact that he made, and then he was very good in center field.
Mm-hmm.
And his war is right around a 2, isn't it?
2.0.
So I just can't get McKinstry ahead of them. I mean, the fact that they have five players that are in an MVP conversation for the team speaks volumes about what
Correct.
They've done.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good
point,
too.
And that's
not
even counting Scooble, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's what you said. I mean, Scooble's the clear-cut number one best player face of the team. Buck stops with him.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Riley Green's in his second consecutive All-Star game and having a huge breakout season beyond what he did last year.
He's been terrific.
But if you want to give McKinstry love, I got no issue firing up for a chip. I think he'll go down in the pantheon of the great role players in this city.
Hmm.
I mean, we could do that. I mean, where does he rank among role players in the history of Detroit sports?
Well, it's a little early to put him up there with some of the
grind liners. He's not there.
He's not yet.
McCarty Draper.
Maulpe. Even they've played 14 years. These guys, some of them won 4 cups. He's with the Pitbulls with Mike James and Lindsey Hunter.
Okay.
on that team, right?
Sure. Yeah, I think that's fair.
They were role players.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. This is where you get into it. Well, if he's the MVP or he's a role player, which is he?
Well, he's a role player that plays every game, though. Right? He plays all over, and he plays all the time.
He's played 82 games.
Yes.
Yeah. He's played more games than Torres and Baez and Dingler and Carpenter and Keith.
He's probably played more games than anybody on the team, probably.
Riley Green's played
the
most.
More.
Yeah.
How about this one? He's good Dan Cleary. When Cleary was contributing and helping and scoring some clutch goals.
Yeah.
How about among Tigers? Is he ahead of Brandon Inge?
Yes.
Oh, he had a cult following.
I know. Believe me, I know.
Hey, Don Rivers calling in. 248-539-9797.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.